baseball. It keeps them off the streets. Get out there. We're all making the left turn. Look at that. You want in? Get in. If you want in, get in. No, you don't want in. Okay, alright. Jerk face, leaving your blinker on. Okay. The air conditioning in this car is set too low. I am cold. Empty water bottle, and I can bang around on stuff. Throwing that bottle on the floor of the car. Man, that was a long day. We got the podcast recorded and all that other stuff, so, you know. We got it in. Such a long day, it felt like it was like more than one day. Got a flag outside their business that says smokes, snacks. But it's so windy that, you know, like if you're not looking at it at the right time, who knows what it would say. Still too cold in this car. Turning at 74. That might still be too cold. But actually, maybe if I just turn this off, but leave the vents on a little bit, maybe that, we'll see. We'll see. Thank you.
The Lion's Den Smoke Shop. Let's go there. Let's enter the Lion's Den and buy tobacco products.
Just walk and go, "Hi, yes, I've decided to start smoking. I just decided right now, as I was walking by your shop, that I thought that would be a cool thing to do. I figured I would just get into smoking, you know? So what should I, what do I get? What kind of, do I need an apparatus? Do I need some kind of, what do I need? How does the smoking work? I put the cigarettes just in my mouth, and then I eat them. Like, do I eat them? You fucking suck at driving. I'm sorry, you're just a rogue. A Nissan rogue. And what kind, are the cigarettes all the same? What kind of cigarettes do I get? I want the tobacco cigarettes. Not the other ones. That's not what I'm after. I just want the regular tobacco ones. Do I get those? American spirit. Well, I mean, I am an American. Ain't nothing more American than smoking cigarettes. In some way, that actually is probably true. Oh, bike rider, you are taking your life in your hands. This lady is wearing a tube top and very loose pants. She's like the Action Bronson of walking across this street.
it's nice to have these streets kind of back to normal, you know, no blocked off streets so far, no stages being built here along the way, just the regular crappy roads, crappy in a way you can totally predict and plan for. Everything sucks just as it should.